like that. It's really amazing. You'll hear a little bit more about that, but I'm really glad you guys are here. For those of you that are visiting, my name is Dave. I'm one of the pastors here at Catalyst Christian Church, and we are in a series called 10-Minute Sermons. We're going through the Gospel of John, and up on the screen there will be a 10-minute countdown. It'll tell you how much longer I have to preach. We're doing 10-minute sermons all June and July. This will be my last time because Rob's going to be preaching next week. He's going to try his hand at 10-minute sermons. But this will be my last 10-minute sermon for the year, and I'm looking forward to it. So if you guys will turn to John chapter 10, verse 11 through 18, that's where we're going to be today. And it's where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." So if you got to go ahead and get the countdown going. All right, here we go. John 10, 11 through 18. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. The wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd," Jesus says. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." The main point I want you guys to focus on is this: that Christianity is about being known and knowing God. Knowing and being known by God. On verse 14, it says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." But I would imagine that most of us don't know that. Well, we say we do, and we would agree with that, but do we really know that? Because we've unconsciously missed that. A lot of us think of Christianity, if we were honest with ourselves, about basically being a financial transaction. Okay, I went down to the bank and set up a savings account for my daughter a couple weeks ago, and we approached the person, we signed some papers, we handed them the money, and they handed us a bank book. And we signed on the dotted line and entered into a legally binding contract between two parties, where both sides got what they wanted. They got a customer, we got a bank account. And that's the way a lot of people look at Christ. That's the way a lot of people look at Christianity. You know, I decide I want to go to heaven when I die, so I approach God, I believe all the right things, I confess all the right stuff, I say all the right words, I get dunked in the right tub of water. And then God, because I did that, he in turn cleanses me of my sins. He assures me of a place in heaven someday far in the future when I die. And we sign on the dotted line and enter into a legally binding contract where both parties get what they want. I get a lifetime of heaven, and God gets me. And boy, did he come out ahead. And that's the way a lot of people look at becoming a Christian. Seriously, well, that's completely wrong. The second thing, a lot of us think of Christianity as a code of behavior, a system of right and wrongs. You know what's wrong with us, people? You know what's wrong with us? As we boiled down Christianity into believing all the right stuff. That's what a lot of us think that being a Christian is believing all the right stuff. And we completely miss what it means to be a Christian. Completely miss what the whole part of it. You can know all the right stuff, people, and never know Christ, never follow Christ. What does the book of James say? It says that even Satan believes all the right stuff. Satan believes all the right stuff. He is theologically sound. He may be the most theologically sound creature in the universe. There is no one that knows that Jesus is the Son of God more than Satan, believe me. There's no one that knows about God's power more than Satan, okay? So obviously, it's not being Christianity is neither a contract you make with God, nor is it a code of behavior that you follow. It's far more wonderful and terrible and scary and awesome than that. See, guys, Christianity at its heart, it's a relationship with God. When Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, I know my followers, and my followers know me," he wasn't kidding. That's what it is. See, those other views I just said, those are like the hired hands. They run away when the trouble comes. You know, your belief in Christianity, like a financial transaction, is going to fall apart when trouble comes, when you get served divorce papers, or when you're facing bankruptcy. All of a sudden, that just runs away. And Christianity as a system of do's and don'ts is going to fall apart, when you realize you can't live up to everything that God wants you to do all the time, it falls apart. When you understand Christianity is knowing God and being known by God, then you understand that then everything changes. Everything changes. Follow with me here. You understand Christianity is knowing God and being known by God. You understand the purpose of prayer a lot more, a lot better. You realize that the purpose of prayer isn't to get stuff from God, it's to get God. And Mother Teresa was being interviewed on TV, and the anchor asked her, when you pray to God, what do you say? And she said, well, I don't say anything, I just listen. And the anchor said, well, what does God say? And Mother Teresa said, well, he doesn't say anything, he just listens. And the anchor looked at her really strange and said, so neither of you says anything? And Mother Teresa says, yeah, we just sit there and we listen. And if you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you. That's right. I'm the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my people and my people know me. Not only does your concept of prayer change, your entire concept of life changes when you understand what Christianity is about. As you move closer and closer to God, you begin to identify with the things that matter to God more and more. The things that move the heart of God move you. The things that break the heart of God break you. The things that anger God anger you. The things that God cares about are things that you care about. That's what it means to know and be known by God. Follow this. God is above all a giver. He is. He gave us life. He gives us food. He gives us water, oxygen, all the blessings that we have. It's all His, and He is a giver. He gave Jesus to die for the sins of the world. And so, as you identify more and more with God, you become a giver because that's what God is. Generosity begins to mark every aspect of your life. The second one, God is just. He cannot tolerate sin. He hates sin with every fiber of his being. He hates it. He cannot tolerate it. He cannot and will not tolerate it. And as we identify more and more with God, we begin to hate sin as well. Begin to hate our own sin. Things that we didn't really think to, it really didn't bother us. Even 6 months ago, all of a sudden really bother us as we know God and are known by God. God is forgiving. There's no greater forgiver that's ever existed other than God. And as we identify more and more with God, we become great forgivers. God wants all people to be saved. 2 Peter 3:9 says that God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all to come to eternal life. And when you move closer and closer to God, you identify more and more with Him, God's heart for the lost becomes your heart for the lost. At the end of the day, guys, that's what Christianity is. It's about knowing God and being known by God. Moving closer and closer to who and what He is. Being a Christian is doing the very things that Jesus would do if He was in your shoes. And that's really scary. It really is. If Jesus had your income, had your talents, your abilities, your job, your family, would He do things very differently than you do them? And that's what a Christian is. If Jesus would do radically different things, if He was in your shoes, then you're missing the mark. And there's time for some transformation. There's time for some repentance. There's time for some change in your life. If Jesus would do radically different things with what you have, if He was in your shoes. See, being a Christian isn't so much about believing the right stuff, although that's important. It's about identifying with the things that matter to God and making those things what matter to you. So I'm the good shepherd, Jesus says. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That means that we lay down our lives for the work of the church. We lay down our lives for our brothers and our sisters. We lay down our needs, our wants, our desires, our selfish ambition, and we crucify them on the cross, and we take on the wants, desires, and the will of God as our own. We internalize it, and whatever it matters to God is what drives us in life. That's what it means to be a Christian. Some of you may have been in church all your lives and never actually done that. I'm the good shepherd, Jesus says. I know my followers, and my followers know me. So I guess the question this morning, church, is not are you saved, not have you been baptized, not are you a church member, it's not any of that. Do you know God, and are you known by Him? If have you taken on the things that matter, that move the heart of God? Are those the things that move you? That's the question. And when Jesus says, my followers know me, and I know my followers, all of a sudden, our faith takes on a very dangerous and wonderful thing, that we move into fellowship with the very God of the universe. I invite you to stand up and worship Him this morning as we continue to move closer and closer.